You talk the talk, you walk the walk, but do you walk your talk? This is the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft. Why? Because we have a problem. We have a leadership problem. You know, I know, we know there is a problem. Leaders, especially up-and-coming leaders, are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. They are afraid to lead because of fear of failure. Well, not on my watch. I'm your host, David Guerra, and I'm here to help you every step of the way. So let's get this episode started. What does it mean to walk your talk? Walking your talk means, well, the dictionary says, to suit one's actions to one's words. Entrepreneur.com says the core of walking the talk is to be the change you want to see in your company. In other words, tackle your own behavior first before communicating those changes to your workforce. That way you can establish some quote-unquote street cred before you ask your employees to take on new changes too. See, at some point in your life, you will draw a line and you're going to say enough is enough. You're going to take a stand. You will have to take a stand. You will take a stand for something. You will believe in a cause or a candidate or whatever, a mission, a vision. You're going to believe in it so much that you're going to take that stand, something you've never done before. And then what? Well, then it comes time to deliver on your ideas, ideals, morals, and ethics. It is the time that you find yourself, if you're well-equipped to act. And if not, well, you're going to find out sooner rather than later in this case. Now, hear me out. Everyone has a moment of truth, that moment when they have to look at themselves in the mirror and decide that today is the day that no matter what happens, I will stand for and believe in. And that no matter what I stand for, no matter who I believe in, no matter what I believe in, this is who I am. It is who I am. Now, it may seem scary. It might be terrifying. But this is also that moment in your life when you separate yourself from your childhood antics. You know, those childhood antics that were, well, so easily excused, but now you're going to get held accountable for. See, in most cases, you are on your own, and decisions are going to have to be made when you realize, when you come to that moment in your life. Sure, you can continue to behave like a child and follow the crowd because, well, that's the easy way. That's the popular way. That's the cool thing to do. Or you can decide that the time has come to break away from the crowd and blaze your own path in the world. It happens, folks. You need to. At one point, you're going to have to. Sadly, most people do not take the latter because it's difficult, unpopular, and cool. And that's the truth. They'd rather take the easy, popular, cool thing as opposed to the difficult, unpopular, uncool thing. And it's getting out there and believing in yourself and being yourself, being your own person, being your own adult, mature self. However, there's also something else. When you walk your talk, you become something that, well, you'll never achieve when you continue to be a follower. See, when you're out there blazing your own trail, when you're out there walking your talk, guess what you become? You become genuine and you become authentic. You become your own self, and that puts you on the fast track to being a leader. However, folks, sadly, the odds of succeeding as a leader that walks her talk are ever not in your favor. What? What did I just say? Let me clear my throat and repeat what I just said and explain it as well. The odds of succeeding as a leader that walks her talk are not in your favor. See, the good folks over at careerbalance.com shed a little light on this, and I liked it, and it makes sense. So I quote, "If you work in an organization, you've heard this complaint repeatedly. Leaders and managers say they want to foster change and promote continuous improvement, but their actions do not match their words. Managers fail miserably to walk their talk, which means they pay lip service to what they say they want to see, but employees don't see committed actions that match the words," end quote. It's difficult, and this is why it is so very difficult to succeed as a leader that walks his talk or walks her talk. Folks, walking your talk begins and ends with yourself. If you want to be a leader that's known for being genuine and authentic, then the time has come when you, well, when you have to venture out on your own and be your own leader. See, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be scary. It's going to be frightening. But at some point, somebody's got to take that first step. You have to take that first step out there on your own. I mean, I'm not saying quitting your job. No, I'm not talking about that. But I'm saying you've got to be your own leader. You can't mimic somebody else's leadership style. You cannot mimic somebody else's management style because that works for them and what where they are. But again, what's going to work for you? And you see that, hey, there's going to be a time I've got to be my own leader. I've got to step up. I've got to be bigger than all of this. Then that's good. And that's where it all comes from. And that's where it's all going. However, there's one thing to remember, that once you're going to be committed, you're going to be committed 24/7 to being your true, authentic self. You have to buy into it. You have to believe in it. You have to believe in yourself to be your own true, authentic self. Sure, others are not going to like it because you're consistently delivering, but you're delivering your way and you're showing others your way. See, so walking your talk is not something you can pick or choose when you want to employ it. No, you're stuck to it. You're committed to it. It's who you are. It is permeated through you. It's in you, within you, without you. It's everywhere. Walking your talk then becomes who you are. And when you become who you are, it is a natural progression of your life. See, for some, it may take a little longer to achieve than others to be realizing that they need to walk their talk. And it does take them a while. Sadly, that ability to walk your talk for many comes a little too late in their lives. And then this is when regret sits and they start going, oh, I should have been a better leader. I should have been a better manager. Why didn't I just listen? Why did I have to? And they're stuck there. And it sets in and that regret sets in. Folks, having regret sucks because far too many hold on to that regret and do nothing about it. Well, it's too late. No, it's not too late. It is never too late. See, it's when they're stuck with that regret that this is where far too many fail because they would rather continue living with the regret. They would continue living with the easy, living without ever truly walking their talk. And sadly, the importance of walking your talk is the importance of who you are as an individual. It's the importance of who you're becoming. It's the importance of who you are. It's the importance of your legacy, how you're going to be remembered. He was a great leader. She was a great leader. Oh, that was a mediocre manager. That was a mediocre individual. If they'd rather take the easy route, not stir the pot, not make waves, I understand it. There's a place and a time for that. But at some point, there also has to be a time and a place for leaders to show themselves who they truly, really are. And not just managers. Not just managing through life and managing others. No, anybody can manage a deck of cards. But it's the people, those that need to be led. So if you have something to say, then get up and say something. If you have something you believe in, then get up and shout it from the rooftops. No matter what you do, you're going to find your voice. And you're going to find your voice in walking your talk. You're going to find your time. And you're going to find that time is the moment you begin walking your talk. And when you begin walking your talk, you have become a leader. You have become someone others are going to see. And it's going to be your job to ensure that, they can walk their talk. And that's what this is all about. Walking your talk. You walk your walk. You walk your talk. Let them walk their talk also. It doesn't have to be an exact copy of you. They don't have to mimic you. They don't have to shadow you, but what they do have to do is just understand what walking your talk means. And that, my friends, as a leader, that's your job. You have been listening to episode 183 of the Walking Leader Podcast. I invite you to contact me, dave@daveguerra.com. That's my email address. Or reach out to me on Twitter, @DaveGuerra. Or on Instagram, dave_guerra. That's @instagram.com/dave_guerra. Also invite you to visit, like, subscribe, and follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/thedavidguerra. Again, I thank you for listening to episode 183. Join me next time for episode 184, where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. Until then, take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.